From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farm supply retailer Southern States Cooperative is holding a month-long fundraiser to raise money for FFA. Southern States is holding its annual FFA paper emblem campaign throughout the month of March, where customers can donate $1 or more at checkout and sign their name to the I'm Supporting FFA emblem in the store's window. Nearly half of the funds collected will benefit your local FFA chapter. The other half will go to national and state FFA. The USDA forecasts U.S. farm exports will hit a record $157 billion this year, aided by a weaker dollar against many foreign currencies. Ag lender CoBank tells Agriculture.com the impact will be somewhat uneven, with meat and dairy products benefiting the most. Projections are based on a comparison of U.S. market share for major commodities and exchange rates against nations that compete with America for sales of those products. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval told lawmakers Thursday farmers are part of the solution to climate change. During a hearing on climate change and the U.S. ag sector, Duval told the House Ag Committee farmers and ranchers are already making an impact, as agriculture accounts for just 10% of the nation's greenhouse gases as agricultural productivity grows. Duval says farmers and ranchers enthusiastically embrace new technologies, and more research will further improve their impact on the environment. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.